Here's a creepy story. Some of the famous last words of death row inmates before they were dispatched to a place that they belong. Carl Panzram was an American serial killer, rapist, arsonist, and burglar. In 1928, he was arrested for burglary and confessed to murdering two boys. While in prison, he said that he killed over 22 people and sodomized over 1,000 males. Since he was considered psychotic, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. While he was in jail, he killed a foreman in the laundry room and was sentenced to death by hanging. His last words were, "Hurry up, you hooser bastard. I could hang a dozen men while you're screwing around." So hopefully he got his wish. That's a creepy story. Of course, you've heard of Gary Gilmore. Gilmore was charged with 3 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of assault, and 2 counts of murder in the 1970s. On January 17th, 1977, at 8:07 a.m., he was executed by firing squad at the Utah State Prison in Draper, Utah. They're wanting to bring that back. His famous last words before he was executed were, "Let's do it." The police song "Bring On the Night" was inspired by Gary Gilmore's possible thoughts on the night before his death. In his performance in the film, "The Postman Always Rings Twice," Jack Nicholson was inspired by Gilmore. So I don't know why anybody would be inspired by somebody like that. But James D. French was the last person to be executed under Oklahoma's death penalty laws in 1966 before the death penalty was suspended. It was said that French wanted to commit suicide but was too afraid. Instead, he murdered his cellmate to compel the state to execute him. French was executed by electric chair, making light of his situation. His last words were, "How's this for a headline? French fries." So there you go. That's some famous last words of some death row inmates. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.